Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spy.
Hey. It's a good morning over here, D-Lo and KC. We welcome in here to the Thursday edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God Bone himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
From the worst slums of Sacramento.
Alongside...
He got a drop.
What's his drop?
Penny.
Oh, I don't know where that button is. Hang on.
Questions. Bottom right-ish.
But this one.
Stop asking me stupid questions.
There you go. Kyle Madsen.
Yeah.
Jesse's out doing husband stuff.
Gotta do it.
My man's getting married here in just a couple of weeks. Less than a month, and he's like, hey, got business to attend to. Also, I'm sick of both of you. The Dolphins play tonight, so I'm just not coming in. Whereas the smart move would have been.
I probably should have came to work for that one.
I was going to say the smart move would have been, don't come in tomorrow.
Well, he's got to be here to talk about Mike McDaniel's release.
Well, it's very possible. Mike McDaniels could be the first person to he could be the first person to, like, fire himself at the podium. Just like, eh.
When was the last time in any sport, I'm sure it happened, I'm just trying to figure out, that everybody knew a coach was getting fired before the game?
Are you serious?
Well, that was a GM.
Well, that's right. That's a good point. That's a good point.
There's probably one more recent than this, but an example I can think of is when Jim Harbaugh got fired. Everybody in that building knew, all right, this is Frank Gore's last game as a 49er, and Jim Harbaugh's last game as a 49er.
That's when him and Jed had the hug.
Before the game.
And Jim Harbaugh hugged him like Bishop hugged Q and Juice.
I was at the game with my mom. We left our seats. By the time we got to the car and turned on the post-game show, Jim Harbaugh had been fired.
That's crazy.
That's nuts.
Crazy.
Wait, is that real?
Yes.
Oh, that's amazing.
It hadn't been official, but it was like, it was an awkward press conference.
The press release was already drafted.
Oh, for sure.
That was crazy. What you were talking about when I first asked the question was Monty McNair.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Like, that man was just making the rounds, saying his goodbyes. It was a playing game, by the way. He was just prepared to be gone.
Monty landed on his feet, though. He landed on his feet. He's with the Clippers.
Great. He's with the Clippers. He's under that aspiration deal. That makes a lot of sense. That makes a ton of sense.
Dr. Davis says Lane Kiffin.
Lane Kiffin.
I don't remember the circumstances.
Lane Kiffin at USC?
I'm thinking Raiders, but I don't know. You know who was a sneaky one is Dave Yeager.
Oh, that's a good one. That's absolutely a good one. That everybody knew Dave was gone. And I think Dave did too, unfortunately,
he did, because I will never forget Media Day that year. I walked up to him with a former colleague, and he said to that former colleague, "So do you think I'm the first or second coach fired this year?" At Media Day.
Yeah.
He's Come on, man.
Also, he's kind of a weird dude. I always enjoyed him. He's a little eccentric.
Lotus Prime, that's a good one. Deshaun Foster.
Oh, man.
Saturday night, I was like, no, that game was on Friday night. On Friday night, I was like, yeah. But he didn't coach another game. That's the thing. We thought Mike McDaniels was fired after week one, definitely after last week, but he's got to coach tonight.
That's tough.
He'll land on his feet.
Tough. I guess we'll update you. It is the top of the eighth, and the Mets are up 6-1 on San Diego.
Runners on the corners, two outs here for San Diego.
Yeah, they took that.
It's over.
They took that loss last night. The Giants were able to pull within two, but here I think an off day for San Francisco.
No, we got the Dodgers tonight.
Dodgers
tonight, and after this series, the Mets are playing the Nationals.
Four-game series. That's why I said, yeah, Thursday, Friday. Okay, got you.
It's looking bleak, and I ain't talking Memphis.
Yeah, it's tough, man. It's tough. So it looks like that wild card lead, just as it pertains to the Mets, is going to go back to 2.5 games here, probably in the next 30 minutes or so. Sorry about that.
Well, did you watch the Mets game today?
Well, no.
Well, that's the problem.
You're going to find a way to blame this season on me one way or another. The least baseball guy of the baseball guys, and I'm catching the blame for the Giants season. Probably catch heat for the way the Dolphins are playing, too, as week three of the NFL season gets underway tonight with the Dolphins at the Bills. And, yeah, Mike McDaniels might be fired tonight. Mm. Who knows? I doubt it. Okay. So that was a bizarre press conference last week.
That was strange.
It was.
All his press conferences seem to be strange.
Well, he's a strange individual.
His press conference last week was very much I don't know what to tell you all. I'm out of answers, but I can't say that.
Can I point out, Coach, it's week two. You can't be out of answers in week two. You could be out of answers in week 14. Like, I don't know what to do with this team. You can't be out of answers second week of the season.
I believe this started last year. You'd have to ask Jesse.
It absolutely started last year.
Right, and that's what... So he's reached this point of, man, we had problems that I had a whole offseason to fix. Didn't fix them. Nah. Got nothing.
I don't really see this being like a 28-14 game or two. Like, I feel like either, you know, the Dolphins come out, shock everybody, and win in Buffalo, or they lose by so many you wonder if they quit in the first quarter.
It's on the table because Tyreek Hill has had enough.
This is on the road. Like, the fact that Tyreek Hill is still on the roster, given the clear dissension, I guess, between the two is incredible.
Also, maybe
if it was what's his name, Mickey Arison. What's the Heat owner's name?
Yeah, Mickey
Arison. He just would have thrown him out. He's just like, you're suspended. Suspended for what? Just because.
So you're suspended.
Someone call Pat Riley. Just suspend him.
You're suspended till you talk to me.
You're suspended till you come see me in the Caribbean or wherever I am at this point.
You're suspended till you talk to me, and I'm on vacation.
Yeah, right. It's a shoot. Look it up.
The other, and I don't mean to do this, but I got this is my job. I got to do what I got to do. Tua just not, he's not that guy. Tua just not good enough.
Tua,
Then that might be what Mike McDaniels can't say. Although you are in control of putting in another quarterback if you want to, but they paid him, all this other stuff, but he just don't have to.
That's not Mike McDaniels' fault. Like,
no, I'm. Tua shouldn't be playing football. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying he. I mean, I understand what you're saying, but I don't know if that affected his talent level.
Zach Wilson's the alternative. So I mean, I know people like.
That's what he means when he says I don't have the answer.
We're making change for change's sake. But Tua is probably still your best option.
Yeah, no, Tua with this team is the best option. This offseason, I would have
come up with another option.
Yeah, I would have been hunting. Maybe I wouldn't have been able to find anything, but I would have been trying to move on from Tua.
49ers will host the 2-0 Cardinals team on Sunday's first 49ers home game this season. Started with a couple of games on the road.
First 49ers home game, and I think Kyle knows this as well. Maybe you can back me up. The first ever time at home the Niners will wear their white jerseys.
That's wrong. They debuted their throwback whites at home against the Rams in 2018.
The fact that you knew that.
Well, no.
Off the top of your head.
Was it the Rams or the Panthers?
It was the Rams because the Rams wore their yellow jerseys. Todd Gurley ran all over them.
Good call. But I wasn't talking about the throwback whites.
Mm.
They're wearing, from what I am aware of, they're wearing the traditional white and red joints for the first time ever at home.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Are they wearing those this week?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Because of the sun. Because of
this is like a this is like a trivia off right here between Kenny and Kyle. Like who? Like Kenny comes up with this obscure 49ers fact, and it's so obscure. Kyle's like, I don't think that's right, and he's gonna find out. He's gonna find out. And the fact that you're just like, no, they debuted the home jerseys in 2018 against the Rams when they wore their yellow jerseys and Todd Gurley went crazy is insane to me.
I was there, so like I just there wasn't a lot else to remember about the game.
Well, it is locked into your brain what Todd Gurley did to the 49ers. I get it. JM says they're wearing the throwbacks.
Luckily, at NinersWire.com, there's a handy-dandy uniform schedule we can go look at.
I love that. I love that.
Well, let's get to the bottom of this, because this show sure as hell isn't moving forward until we know what version of the white jerseys are being worn on Sunday and if they have ever been worn at Levi Stadium before. Are we talking Levi Stadium, or are we just talking about the Bay Area?
Week three, survey says the throwback whites.
Ding. I got it wrong.
Dang.
It's never happened before.
The originals are next week.
Mm, yeah, against
the Jaguars.
Yeah.
Does this mean Kyle wins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I win this one.
It's a point for Kyle.
So, shout out to me.
Too bad he scribbled out his his franchise.
Of aspiration. He needs someone to buy in and bail him out.
I love that the 49ers are doing all this. Just they asked the league to schedule road games early because they got to combat the heat, and they're wearing their white uniforms. Do you know what the high is in Santa Clara on Sunday?
We'll go 75.
80.
Mm.
They're doing all this to combat 80 degrees. Like, come on, man.
To be fair, so I was I'm from Sacramento.
And I know it's more for the fans than the players, but still.
I'm from Sacramento, and I used to hear, oh, the sunny side and all this other stuff, and yada, yada, yada. I was like, man, toughen up. Don't be so weak in the knees. You'd be all right. And then last year, I went to the game when they played the Cardinals. That was the hottest I've ever been at a sporting event. I left my seat in the third quarter. Me and Jerome L. Grove, we're just going to sit in the hallway. We're going to watch on the TVs in the hallway. Mm-hmm. It was ridiculous. Now, to be fair, I think that was like the hottest day in Santa Clara in the last 70 years in September. It was abnormal.
Well, given the way last year was, that makes complete sense.
It was hot. I said, oh, man. Yeah, that's tough. So maybe they said, you know what? We're not even going to take a chance. We're wearing the white jerseys all September.
They better win all their home games since they have such a massive advantage.
Massive advantage. Yeah. I just wish it would be like 50 degrees already.
I'm not ready for that. They had rain in the forecast
hoodies,
tomorrow.
Mark's texting us to wear our, you know, D'Lo and Casey merch. It's like most of this stuff.
Oh, we
got to
talk about that.
Yeah.
Most
no,
of this
we
is talk, gear. Talk. Like,
no, no, we ain't.
We can save it for the break, but remind me to talk to you about ESPN 1320 merch.
Mark, we have a brand.
Yeah, man. Come on, man.
I literally said, fine, we'll talk about it now. He goes, hey, can you come in here real quick? We need to better represent the station at these live events. You know,
so Mark is our guy. He's our new he runs our entire promotion set up here for like all of our stations.
Yes, and he has done a phenomenal job.
He has. Mm-hmm.
And he's trying to help us out. Like, what merchandise do you want? Mm-hmm. He literally told me, bring me something and we will put a logo on it. Mm-hmm. Or we will buy it and put a logo on it, whatever you want.
Great.
And I said, I was like, I'm the wrong person to ask here. Because this is not I don't have a personal brand based on my clothing. Like, I'm just going to roll up in a, you give me a polo shirt, I'll wear it. You give me a t-shirt, like, I'll wear it. I'll throw it on. I don't take into account the way I dress the way you guys do. Mm-hmm. And so it's different for asking me. I was like, you got to talk to those guys directly. So you might be getting it, and then you got
he
an email.
He sent the email. Yeah. It's so
did
Mark,
you like my idea?
I did.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to need Mark to do is to grab a Louis Vuitton, like, knitted, you know,
okay,
sweater or something. And
I'm so serious. If you bring one to him,
nope.
He will put a
logo. No. You're going to buy this one. Yeah. You're not going to put a D'Lo and Casey logo on the one I have.
Go buy a Kith hoodie.
Yeah.
Put ESPN 1320, like, under the hood a little.
Yeah.
Hey, like in the jerseys, like in the city edition jerseys, they're like with the city slogan.
Okay.
On the inside of the collar.
Okay. I got one.
That's what I tuck in there.
I got one. I got one right now. If Dave Garcia is listening,
Dave,
can we get the D'Lo and Casey logo in that Gucci font? With the, you know, with the red and the, or sometimes it's green, and then it has the Gucci in the middle. Mm-hmm. We need D'Lo and Casey in that font.
Yes.
And okay, but there needs to be a 1320 logo on it.
It'll be right there on the tag, like right around
put
here.
Put it on the tag.
Yeah, no, right around here.
Just trying to get the frequency out.
Right there, yeah.
But I told them you guys were going to be difficult. I was like, you're talking to me about this.
Look,
I understand.
Katie wears t-shirts and leggings to work every day. Yeah. Gavin wears like a rock band shirt. I don't really know how to quantify James's style. Abe literally wears black and jeans every single day.
James?
Every day. Justin wears stuff that he has had in his closet since maybe when he was introducing Poison at some, you know, rock club in old Sacramento.
He's been hiking in those clothes since 1984.
Facts. That is absolutely accurate. And Kevin wears whatever's free.
Dude, I never realized that Kevin literally wears like merch.
Yep.
Like free merch.
Yep.
Hoodies every day.
Every day.
Hilarious. Love that for him.
So, Mark, you're not wrong. I understand what you're saying. I just don't think it's going to work here.
The Jerry Jones.
Oh, Mark, we'll figure it out, pal. We'll get some. What's that stuff called? Performance tech. Maybe you could throw some of the logos on the performance tech.
I think if you
take it to Odyssey, hey, D'Lo and Casey want these $200 like tracksuits.
He said we'll pay for it. So just buy the thing and be like, I'm going to expense this.
I think he meant a $10 shirt.
Yeah. No. But he didn't. No. He didn't specify. Right. And hey, Vanessa, mute this real quick.
Oh, she turned the whole computer off. No, look at this. She went from watching us to just turning the computer completely off and leaving. Vanessa said, "The hell, this is the stupidest thing I ever." Vanessa listened for a whole 30 seconds and was like, "I'm out, man.
Oh,
this,
that's
this
great.
Is stupid.
That's incredible." So it just bring it and be like, "Hey, I know that you said so. We want to make sure that we're doing that. Here's what I got. I'll just expense it. We're good." And then just expense it. When they ask, be like, oh, Mark said to bring in what we wanted
embroidered. Throw Mark under the bus.
Mark said to bring what we wanted embroidered, so we did.
I'm going to bring in that Jordan sweatsuit, and it's going to be a little ESPN 1320 logo. Don't give me the big joint. Give me the little logo, man. Just, I don't know, like under my armpit or something.
Man. Casey, not even proud of ESPN.
I am, but it don't go with what I got on.
Not even proud of ESPN Sacramento.
That's wild.
Got a Hornet shirt on. He's proud of that, but
yeah,
not
no,
ESPN
dude,
Sacramento.
We could wear. No, I don't even.
It's different. Like, being in studio is different. Like, it was the first thing I thought of. Like, when we step out, like, we have kind of built a reputation to where, like, we dress a certain way.
That's what I told you.
And it's like, it's bordering on a gimmick at this point.
It is. I literally dress differently.
It's a really, really expensive gimmick.
When I go to your events, I dress differently than I would normally dress because it's like, all right, that's kind of the gig here.
I remember the first
shout
time
out to Lamb Chops.
We went to
shout out Lamb Chops. I got some
yo,
shorts.
That stuff is fire.
Right?
I got some shorts.
That stuff is fire.
Fall lines out now. SGLambChops.com.
Biederman had a hat on when he talked with us the other day. That, and I know, obviously, I don't wear hats, but I was like, oh, that is nasty.
I've worn that in here multiple times. It's fine.
I'll just shut up now. It's fine.
There may or may not be Candlestick Chronicles merch coming.
Ooh, okay. Mm-hmm. I like it.
I like that.
I like it. I like it.
Anyways.
The 49ers defense. So we're talking about this Cardinals team. I think this Cardinals team is a little bit better than anyone expected them to be. Or maybe not. I didn't expect them to be much. They look pretty solid here this first 2 weeks.
They got some going to win the NFC West predictions.
I thought those were takes, to be honest. Like, I did. Like I thought those were like, oh, read this. And they're like, yeah, they're pretty good.
I disagreed with them when I saw them. I was like, they're cool. They're not a bad team, but no. Still feel that way.
I think the NFC West is wide open.
It is.
It's 3-2-0 teams and a 1-1 team that lost to an NFC West team. That's crazy. Only division without an 0-2 team right now.
Mm. Wow, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We could do it later. A mini overreaction.
You can do it right now.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you were in the middle of a thought. That's why I said that.
I don't even remember what it was.
My bad. That's on
some of, I don't know who was talking about the Cardinals that was going to bring up the defense. And oh, what's the mini overreaction?
Is the NFC West the best division of football? Or actually,
if we're gonna say that, then we have to be able to say the Cardinals can win the NFC West.
I did not say that correctly.
Okay.
The NFC West is the best division in football. That's now you got to say that's an overreaction or an underreaction.
Okay. I see what you did there. Yeah. I see what you did there.
Overreaction for me.
I'm gonna go. Immediately right now? What other division are you thinking of?
AFC West.
West?
Yes.
Oh. I was thinking the North.
Yeah, the North.
But the North has Cleveland.
Yeah.
So the waiting system.
I wasn't even thinking North. I was thinking NFC North.
Well.
NFC North. Oh, that's a good one, too.
All those divisions, and it's not necessarily fair to the West, but all those divisions have a team that isn't good.
Yeah.
NFC West does.
Chicago. Yeah, that's fair.
I'll buy that.
But well, actually, you know what? I'm not an overreaction. Here's why. I was about to say the North has two Super Bowl contenders. They don't. Joe Burrow's out for the next 3 months. Cincinnati is not a Super Bowl contender. Their defense might have not made them good enough to be a Super Bowl contender. That division now belongs to Baltimore. The Super Bowl aspirations of that division belong to Baltimore.
I don't even know if the
Steelers are an overreaction. You know, you what?
I don't even know if the Steelers are that good.
I hope they're not.
None of us had the Steelers making the playoffs.
Well, it's because I'm spiteful.
Well,
I don't like that Mike Tomlin waited around for that dude.
So they only got one playoff team.
Yeah, said it's not an overreaction. You win. Like, why are you driving the point home? You were right.
Also,
God,
was Caleb Johnson last week not knowing the rules on the kickoffs? Is that more evidence that Mike Tomlin's losing his fastball?
No, I don't think so.
I feel like that's a thing Mike Tomlin would have buttoned up.
Yeah, true. But how many times do you feel like you have to tell the rules of the kickoff to an NFL player?
And then the rules change.
That's a first-year player.
And he's a rookie.
And this is the first year of the rule?
Yes.
It's the first year?
Second year of the new kickoff.
Okay, so the second year. Okay. It's tough.
But
I'll say no. I'm gonna say no. But you got to know the rule.
But I could be wrong. I always thought the rule was if it hits in play, it's live. If it hits, if it lands in the end zone, it's dead. If it hits before the end zone, doesn't matter if it rolls into the end zone, it's live.
But, yeah, in the landing zone.
But that's part of the new kickoff thing.
Correct.
So landing zone is part of the new kickoff thing.
I thought that was always the case. If it hits at the 5, it's live. You got to get it, and even if it rolls into the end zone, you got to get it and take a knee or whatever.
Maybe I didn't see that many. That might be the case. I've not seen that many kicks land in play and roll into the end zone in my life.
You're right.
We'll come back. Kyle Madsen's hanging out with us today. Boy, the W was facet. The WNBA playoffs have been absolutely terrific.
I got to give a shout out when I get.
Oh, we got to. Probably a couple of them. Stilo and KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
D'Lo and KC on the home for Sacramento Sports Talk, ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is D'Lo and KC on ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
Man, shout out to the Valkyries. Their season came to an end last night. Mm-hmm. Came to an end in a pretty heartbreaking way.
Mm.
But
I thought they had one.
Oh, I think everybody thought they had them. Oh, we was getting another game three. Mm-hmm. The best offense in the league and the best defense in the league, which is the same exact team, decided, no. Down 17, doesn't matter. Down 14 the second half, doesn't matter. We're going to come back. We're going to get the job done. In San Jose, which was, I hate when that happens. It was absolutely awful, that game. They turned out. They was there. That game being played in San Jose was frustrating. But the Valkyrie season came to an end at the hands of the best team in the league. And what a incredible first season. I did not expect this at all, especially after that first game. They lost their first game. They looked terrible. They did not look like a professional basketball team that first game. And then, like, they started winning a couple. It was like, all right, like, cool. And then it was like, oh, wait a minute. They're really winning games here. And to be able to play that the way that they did, the way they set up this roster at the beginning of the year, and wondering, like, are they trying to get Juju? Like, what's going on here? A phenomenal season, a very literal one-of-a-kind season for an expansion team. So shout-out to Joe Lacob in that group with the Valkyries.
Absolutely, man. Great initial year for that team. You said it all, man. Salute to them. That was really impressive to see. That was really cool to see. I got to give a shout-out to the Valkyrie fan base. Mm-hmm. That was movie status last night in San Jose. And salute to them because it was in San Jose. It didn't matter if it was in San Francisco, San Jose, or Mars. Could have been in Oakley, across the street from Kyle's house or something like that. And they were going to show up.
Yeah.
It was, that was, I'm not surprised, but that was impressive. Like, it looked like something was really happening at the Shark Tank last night. And that was, that was, that was dope to see.
I remember, for some context, I remember in 2005, 2006, the Monarchs had to beat the Sparks in the Western Conference Finals to get to go play Detroit. Mm. I can't remember why. The game was in Anaheim. It wasn't at Staples, and it was dead. Might have been dead because Sacramento beat their ass. But that didn't happen until the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. That game was dead, and they were pissed that they had to go to Anaheim to watch it. The players were pissed that they had to go to Anaheim and play, and it was just a bad setting overall, mm-hmm. and that was not the case last night.
Nah, man, that was great to see. So shout out to them. I did realize watching that game, it's just me, and maybe I'll get over it, maybe I won't. I have a hard time separating, watching the Valkyries and separating the fact that the Monarchs should have never had their team. And when they came back to Northern California,
well,
they should have came back there first.
That little tinge of purple does not help.
No, it doesn't.
It does not help at all.
But I can't lie. I can't get over that. At least not yet. Like I can't get over that. I now wondered if that's how Comets fans, when they see the Wings play or something like that. Like
sure.
That, if you're going to come back to this region, it should have been there first. And I know why they went to the Bay Area. Lakeup has done a phenomenal job. The Chase Center is state-of-the-art facility. The Bay Area is the Bay Area. I absolutely get it. But just me speaking out loud, thinking out loud.
Yeah, it's a, it sucks. I don't know any other way to say it. It sucks. I'll support the Valkyries. I just have to be realistic. I said during, I think it was during a commercial break. I don't think it was during the show. We're looking up the A's just beat the Red Sox here on the screen in front of
Mets
us.
Mets won too.
Well,
2.5 back now.
The A's season is likely going to come and go, and I will have not attended an A's game this year. As much as I wanted to believe I was going to go support Golden State, like, that's a trek, especially with the schedules like we have. Like, Complex hit us up. Hey, do you want, you know, we got a partnership. We could, you know, apply for credentials and all that stuff. And it's like, nah, like, I'm not driving to San Jose on Wednesday to watch this playoff. Like, it just becomes like, I don't want my enjoyment of this game, that basketball team, to become a chore. And driving to the Bay Area can often be a chore, whether it's San Jose, whether it's San Francisco. It could be a chore, especially since I don't live in Sacramento. Like, I live 30 minutes outside of Sacramento. Mm-hmm. And it just sucks knowing that I won't be able to enjoy the league the way that I used to.
Yeah.
And I understand why you watch that game feeling the way that you do.
Yeah.
Because they're not coming. I think, and that truthfully, it feels clear to me, a big reason they're never coming back is I don't think they like Vivek. Like, if Vivek has expressed interest, and we have been told very directly and clearly that he has, that means they're not interested in him. And it could be the way that the Sacramento Kings are run. It could be what the Sacramento Kings have looked like under his ownership. But I think a reason that we'll never see a WNBA franchise here, or I'll say this, I don't think we'll ever see a WNBA franchise while Vivek Ranadive is the owner of the Sacramento Kings. But I also can envision the league will have to grow a lot for them to have a team in San Francisco and Sacramento. And we are, like, that type of growth, we are either is non-existent or it's decade and change away. And you know, we're already, what, this is crazy. We're like 15 years removed from the Monarchs.
Yes.
We do this with Big and Pac. I think the Monarchs have been gone longer than they existed.
Man, that's tough. That's tough. And if that was their thinking too, like, number one, the people making decisions in the WNBA are questionable themselves. So them looking down at somebody from wanting to own a team or be a part of the league, look in the mirror.
But you're 100% correct. I have my issues with the league, but if you were the league and you had a choice between Joe Lacob and Vivek Ranadive, who would you choose?
Oh, I would choose Joe Lacob. I believe, and maybe I'm wrong, I believe you can have both. I know how you talk about
I hope
about
you're that. Right. Like, I hope you're right.
I don't think they no, right. I'm with you. I don't think they will. Mm-hmm. But I think if you wanted to, you could, just like you have a Sacramento Kings and a Golden State Warriors, you can have, this is the mistake that a lot of people make just in general with geography in this. These are not the same places.
Yeah.
These are two different places. It's not even New York and New Jersey. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's like if they said, oh, we can't put a team in Philadelphia because New York got a team.
Mm-hmm. That's like, exactly what it's like. Yeah, like that's exactly what
it's
like.
These are two different places, and I think you can have a Monarchs team and have a Valkyries team.
And I'm trying to think of the two closest teams. Is it New York and Connecticut?
Might be New York and Connecticut. It's going to be Portland and Seattle, huh?
That's right. Portland. Yeah, no, I'm not even going to start with Portland. Portland Fire gets announced. Adam Silver is giving a press conference that day. Yeah, the Trailblazers need a new arena. All right, man.
And look.
All right, Adam.
Look, they I understand. Like I said, I'm not here to cape for Vivek Ranadive, although I think as far as like building a brand and making it a home, I think he would do fine. I think he would do great with the Monarchs. Here's the thing, though. You worried about Vivek Ranadive. What the hell's going on in Chicago?
Man. So that's a situation of, what are you going to do? Take the team from him? Mm. No, I know. I know. And this thing with Michael Alter is not new. This thing has existed since it has existed since the second he bought that team. And if this league, if this collective bargaining agreement goes the way that players are hoping that it goes, there needs to be a very real conversation about removing him from the Board of Governors.
Did you see, I know we got to get out of here, but did you see the Sky are building a new practice facility?
Mm-hmm.
And they had like a ceremony because they put a wall up.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yes, this is the franchise also that had their teams taking a bus to games. Taking road trips.
Not groundbreaking. Games. Not opening.
No.
They put up one of the sidewalls and had a ceremony for that.
He's a weird guy. He once called... I don't think there's anything wrong with sharing this with you. I'll share it with you. Plus, Clayton Kershaw is retiring after the season. That news just got released by the Los Angeles Dodgers. We'll talk about that. And... we'll get into some NFL conversations here. Steelo and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
rooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.